everybody. We're back. I'm Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food here on this October 29, 2013. I got my drink. Did you get yours? I got a nice little cocktail here made of kale, escarole. I was just talking about escarole. A lot of celery, beets, a little lemon with the rind. Oh, nice. It's a pretty good cocktail. It's going to get me through the rest of the day. All right, let's talk about more green food, my favorite food, which is green. And I want to bring on my next guest, Victoria Butenko, who is the author of Green Smoothie Magic. She's an author, teacher, inventor, researcher, artist, and mother of three. She teaches classes on healthy living and raw food all over the world. As a result of her research and teaching, thousands of people are drinking and sharing green smoothies. She's the author of 12 Steps to Raw Foods, Green Smoothie Revolution, Raw Family Signature Dishes, and Green for Life. Green for Life is an award-winning international bestseller which has been translated into 26 languages with over 250,000 copies being sold worldwide, with more at rawfamily.com. Victoria, welcome to It's All About Food.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, well, I have known about you and your wonderful work for a very, very long time, and it's an absolute pleasure to have some time to be able to speak to you directly. I'm lucky.
Great, I'm pleased too.
Okay, I read your brief bio, but what I want to know is, how did you get so smart? How did you learn about food to begin with? Were you brought up that way?
Actually, my father was a pharmacist who was very interested in herbs, and I started picking up dandelions when I was like 5 and 6. Mm. I think that was the key. However, I was brought up on a typical food that was typical in Russia, the same typical as it is in United States. And later in life, when I became very ill with the arrhythmia and my family became ill, then I started to look into what could be the reason for being so unhealthy. And then I started to look at food, and I've learned that the main way of eating is actually not really very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was caused on a large scale by the industry. The food industry is a corporate business that is interested in profits more than in our health. In some ways, it works as sometimes as an enemy, because they're trying to hide things from us. And so we have to really, these days, we have to have our own brain working, and we have to make our own research. We cannot rely on food industry anymore for advice. And you can find a lot of things available. Plus, I think if you move in the direction of nature, more natural, when we can actually have the ingredients in our hands when we put them in our cooking devices, or, for example, when you make a green smoothie, that's the easiest, the fastest, and very palatable way of consuming lots of natural ingredients. I think in green smoothies, there is a combination, like duality, combination of technology and nature in one cup. It's like we have duality in everything. For example, on one side, there is a science with all this meticulous research, and now researching on the micro world on the level of nanotechnology. On the other hand, there is a wisdom of nature that's been sustaining health for millions of years, or thousands, or whatever you believe in. And so in green smoothie, you have a combination of both. How great is that?
I think it's pretty great, and I think that we should be taking the best of everything.
Yes, yes, and green smoothies have been really helpful to so many people, because it's really easy. There's really nothing hidden there. You buy your own ingredients. There's nothing, like, no chemicals in there, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That it just took the world like a gigantic green tsunami. And now I really spent much time this year for promoting it for children, because who will take Obama's place and Vladimir Putin's place in 20, 30 years? Who will be voting for or against GMOs and food safety issues in, say, 2040s? The answer is today's children. What are our children learning about healthy eating today? They are learning from 20,000 of commercials per year, per each child. For example, in U.S., statistically, 20,000 per year. And
those commercials are not about healthy food. They're about eating junk food.
Junk food like pizza and all kinds of drinks.
Yes, and it's not just from the television. It's posted in their schools. It's in their community centers. It's coming out of their phones. Companies are targeting children now by sending them messages into their cell phones. They're everywhere. They're in elevators. They're everywhere.
The food industry is smart, and they're very fast, and they aim at our children. So why don't we aim our children? And so I decided to create children's books of a very high quality. There are some children's books created by people, but because there is no profit in that, absolutely no profit, nobody would ever give you a hand in promoting children's health
mm-hmm.
books. You have to do it out of your pocket. So I decided to create several books. And as I'm a best-selling author and I have a publishing company, I know what it takes to create a really, really high-quality book. So I held a competition for artists to illustrate my books. And so I have written 5 books for children. And my favorite is The Green Smoothie Magic. That is a captivating story of an adventurous boy who learns how to be healthy in an enjoyable way. And it's not just preaching, saying that you must eat, you will be healthy. No, it's a very captivating, really, really, truly captivating story with a beautiful, gorgeous illustrations.
Well, I want to tell you that last night, I always read all the books before I talk to authors on my show.
Uh-huh.
And I don't often read children's books, but I like them very much, and they're a lot easier to read. Mm-hmm. And so before going to bed last night, I read Green Smoothie Magic out loud to my partner, Gary. And it was wonderful. You're right, it is a captivating story. The artwork is really beautiful. I enjoyed reading the story. I wanted to know how it ended. And I just really enjoyed it very much, and I didn't know that you had more of them, so I'm going to have to read them, too.
Well, I have 5. And what's interesting about this Green Smoothie Magic book that I gave away last year 500 copies for free because there is really no market. People just don't buy healthy books. They just don't think how important is that. And so I gave them away, and many parents told me that this is the first time when they really got the idea of why green smoothie is so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, I actually said I started to celebrate in the morning. I went to the kitchen with the intention to make green smoothie for me, too. So I get it's really delivers the message.
Yeah, no, you really did an excellent job. I really I like this book. And I think, you know, the holidays are coming up. Might be a little wide for a stocking, but it would make a nice addition to a pile of gifts, I think.
Yes, and you know, children love to read the book they like many times. I know from observing my 2 grandchildren, by reading these books, young readers will begin to develop a naturally healthy way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're sick and tired of us telling them, eat your carrots, eat your broccoli. Here, they won't be defensive. They just like this little boy, Nick, who is the hero, and they will associate themselves with him, hopefully. And the more children have access to natural health messages, the better is for our world. Again, they're going to take care of us. What are we thinking about? Who's going to decide when we get older, when you and I become 70, 80 years old, who will be making decisions what to feed us?
Well, you know,
and
we
don't want them just euthanize us because we don't know what to do with us. We really have to educate them. What do we do for that?
Absolutely. So the sad thing is, though, you probably know this, Victoria, is that some of the studies are coming out now saying that the young people today aren't even going to live as long as people live today.
Yes, this is true. And so this is a way for them to research. And also, where do adults learn about health? They either learn it from their friends, or they learn it from literature. And there is, if you go on Amazon, there are over 500 books published with just the words green smoothie in them. But children don't have that opportunity. they don't go to Amazon, and there is nothing written so that they could understand. There is really no healthy library. I hope that some authors who hear me, some publishers, will begin to really spend time on that. And also, I hope that our government will begin to some kind of subsidize and take care of that, because we all are very interested in having a healthier generation of people coming after us.
Well, we live in a society that is profit motivated, and capitalism is designed so that the goal is to make a profit, and corporations are designed so that shareholders are happy. And we need to change that philosophy. We need to make it, all businesses certainly should be profitable, but there should be a social element to it where they're doing something good for the world. And I personally don't think it should be a shareholder-driven thing, but that's just my personal opinion, and we've got a long way to go before that changes. But I could see, and I see it here and there, where some companies make a blended drink that has greens in it.
Yeah, they have to, because there's such a demand in society, and I'm constantly contacted with different people from all over the world that want my signature, my approval of some kind of a powdered drinks or frozen drinks or pasteurized drinks, and I'm telling them always, no, I would never, ever support anything like this, because green smoothie is the essence of, the essence of green smoothie is that you choose, you pay your own dollars for the produce you want to go in there. So there are no preservatives in there, no chemicals. This is why it's so healing, because it's natural. And you see with your own eyes what's in there, and you, then you drink it, you're sure that it's a good stuff. And, you know, Karen, I received testimonials. Just before you called, I received another testimonial. I received testimonials every single day from people whose even diseases like arthritis and depression and all kinds of different pains and eczema and diabetes, they reversed. Even I'm not a medical doctor, and I'm not supposed to prescribe anything, but they just testified that their disease reversed by just consumption of one quart of green smoothie every single morning. And this is absolutely true. I'm actually collecting now testimonials, and I decided to put them in some kind of a book or publish them, because it's the power of green smoothie is so huge. I recently discovered that Swedish scientists, along with the Japanese scientists, they discovered the huge importance of magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
It has been underestimated. And you know what? In the middle of chlorophyll molecule, there is an atom of magnesium. So when green smoothie, there are lots of magnesium. And now Swedish scientists, they can link magnesium to deficiency, to such thing as depression, diabetes, obesity, cavities in your teeth, so many things, osteoporosis, and apparently 1.5% of our bone is magnesium, and more than 80% of Americans are significantly lower in magnesium. So either you drink green smoothies every day and improve your health, or you begin to take supplements of magnesium, which could be iffy and questionable and could have side effects.
That's right. We're complicated human beings. I mean, all living beings are complicated, and a lot of things work together. Hundreds of thousands of things occur every minute in our bodies, and for scientists to think, it's just easy for them to isolate something and see how it works and how it helps or how it hurts, but too many things work together in harmony, and the best way we're going to get that is the way nature planned it, from whole foods, minimally processed foods, plants, that have them all practically in the ratios that we need them already.
Yes, and according to anthropological research, humans in history, they used to eat lots of greens every day and lots of fruit. Their diet could be up to 40% of different greens that are edible, like young leaves of fruit trees, for example, and some herbs, some grasses. And so today we practically don't eat that. We just eat this one wilted iceberg lettuce leaf in a Subway sandwich. That's about it.
Maybe, yeah, if we don't pull it out.
And we need, I think, to have about a pound of greens every single day.
At least, yes.
But we don't have time to chew that. Because in when as historically people probably were spending several hours chewing those greens to consume them and had better teeth. And so now we have this mechanical teeth is a good blender, a powerful blender that helps us to blend it so it's easy absorbable, easy digestible. And I even found out through observation that if people prefer to eat greens in a salad, they need to eat 2 pounds a day to completely answer all the requests of the body in nutrition. But if they blend it, 1 pound is completely enough. Because when you blend it, then the body absorbs it more completely.
Right, it's more absorbable.
Yes.
I had heard that. I love green smoothies. I love anything green. I eat green foods every way I possibly can. I have a green juice every day, and I eat salads, and I steam them, and I make blended salads or smoothies from time to time. It's all wonderful. Do you know that, I'm not going to name any names, but I know that there's one doctor that I respect a great deal, but he doesn't think smoothies are a good thing.
Yes, and I wrote to this doctor open letter.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the doctor who says that blending destroys the fiber, correct?
I think he was saying that it wasn't good because you add a lot of sugars to it, and for people that are especially sugar sensitive, they'll get a lot of calories and not... I thought it was crazy, personally.
I have responded to every single criticism that I was aware of, and this one also. So on online, there is a Butenko Films, and YouTube, there is a Butenko Films account, and there you can find several live testimonials. One particular is about is taken of a woman. She's from India, who's been on insulin for 17 years with type 1 diabetes. Mm. And on camera, without interruption, she is measuring her blood sugar, which is high. Then she takes green smoothie with banana in it. She's scared. She takes it, and then she waits like 2 minutes. She measures her blood sugar, and it becomes lower.
Oh.
And in my green smoothie retreats, I've noticed that diabetics, especially those who come with medication, they're so afraid of not taking medication, and I'm telling them, you have to be careful because from green smoothies, from chlorophyll having magnesium in it that interferes with your body, how it works, and it heals the diabetes very quickly, you have to be aware that your blood sugar could become too low, which is way more dangerous than having it too high. And sometimes they end up eating dates, because their blood sugar does become too low. And so you can go to that Butenko Films and actually watch this woman. It's just like 5 minutes video and see for yourself that it's a true testimony. Just on.
Where do we find that? At rawfamily.com?
No, you go to YouTube.
Okay.
And then it's free. It's Butenko Films. And there are many of them. But you, of course, you have to be careful with diabetes, especially diabetes type 1, because diabetes 2 decrease the amount of insulin you're taking with type 1 diabetes, you have to also include exercise. It cannot be done only with the diet. And we have published lots of information about this. And again, we're not doctors. We just shared what we know, which you could apply, and it helps. And the medical doctors, they confirm that it's possible to add vigorous aerobic exercise and increase your consumption of fiber and greens, and that combination really does help with diabetes. But diabetes type 2, usually, if you begin to live on green smoothies, it becomes reversed within 3 days, very, very fast. It's really so effective. I think, first of all, because of magnesium and fiber.
Well, what's fascinating is two things. One is there are foods that clearly aren't good for us and fill us with toxins, and then there are foods that are good for us and not only nourish our body and strengthen our immune system, but they clear out toxins. It's kind of like one or the other. And the green smoothies, those green foods, they nourish our bodies, they clean out toxins. They are indeed magic, as you say in your little book, Green Smoothie Magic.
Yes, and green smoothies also are very delicious. There is a belief that's popular that healthy foods are not delicious. This is not true about green smoothies. If you make a proper green smoothie, it is so palatable. Everybody who tries it the first time, they're very afraid to try it, but as soon as they take a first sip, their face is usually lit up, light
yes,
up, and they say, wow, that's actually good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so natural. You cannot really taste the greens in it because there are fruits, there are mangoes or bananas or apples that completely dominate the flavor of chlorophyll. Like if you will just blend greens, it will smell just like the grass of your lawn, grass creepers of your lawn. It will smell very, very strong. But as soon as you add fruits to it, and I would put between 40 and 60% fruit, depending on your choice, then it really dominates both the flavor and the taste, and it's so palatable. Even children have no reservation to drinking it.
Now, you raised how many children?
I have 3 children and 2 grandchildren and lots of nephews and nieces.
And did you raise your children on healthy plant foods from the beginning, or did you make your transition?
No, unfortunately
later?
Not. But I started with my 2 younger children when they were 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Valia was 8 and Sergei was 9, and that made a big difference. And I see when they visit with me, they're now 28 and 29. When I visit with them, I see that when they visit with me, I see that if they stressed, for example, they don't ever go to bad foods like to chocolate or anything like other, you know, see people do alcohol or just white bread or pastry. If they stressed, I see that they either begin to eat dates or raisins, or just something, some sweet fruit like mango or...
They have some good habits.
Yeah. So I see that, and it just so warm in my heart because I think, well, even I started not from the beginning, but they have already good habits, and this is so great. It's cool. I'm so kind of happy for them, and I don't have to worry.
Right. Now, what was it... easy from the beginning, or did they resist when you first wanted to change the food?
Karen, it was early enough they didn't have choice.
Okay, because it's so hard for parents today. You know, we were talking before about corporations and commercials, but
mm-hmm.
kids just want to do what everybody else is doing.
First of all, there are 2 things you have to do. First of all, I informed my children. I always, when I read the book, I would always read parts of this book or tell them in my own words. For example, I tell them that 80% of any commercial cereal has sugar in it, and that's what sugar does to your body, and I just explain to them. Or I would tell them about GMO or something. I just told them facts that they could understand. Secondly, for example, I told them when they wear GMO wheat, they have
what
to wear
show,
masks
the
when they harvest
fanatical
it.
Fanatical Tea Party Republicans.
Oh, you there? Yeah,
Washington.
I am. Yes. And when the second thing, I always invited them, appreciated their help in helping me, even though sometimes they were messy. I would say, I need help to peel these bananas, or I need help juicing these fruits and vegetables or carrots. If children make or participate in making smoothie or juice, they would want to eat it. They would want to at least try it. They cannot ignore that. Those 2 main recommendations I would give to parents who want to include their children into eating healthier. But preaching works counter. It just doesn't really help.
It works backwards. Yeah. It doesn't work with kids. It doesn't work with adults either.
Yeah.
Because we're just big kids.
Yeah, and also by example. For example, my older son who has 2 children, recently he pulled his back and he started to have backache.
Mm.
And I said, why don't you fast? He says, I really don't want to fast because I would rather just take some pill and just.
Mm.
But I say, you know what, if you fast, your children will see you fasting and they'll ask you, and even not asking, but you tell them, you know, I'm fasting because my back hurts. That goes into their inside of their unconsciousness, and if they have pain, they will do the same thing. So it's very important because they really take examples from the parents.
Yeah,
and so
I agree.
Eventually, he did fast, and his pain went away so fast, and he kept raving like, "Wow, just 1 day of water fasting, and completely my pain is gone without doctors."
Yeah, we have some very distorted opinions and ideas about how to manage symptoms, how to manage pain and illness, whereas some very simple things can really resolve many, many, many problems.
Exactly, exactly. You know, this year, my two children and I, we went to a place in Siberia where there are 80 centenarians for every 1,000 of people. There are lots of centenarians living in there. And so we went there with our cameras, and we were interviewing people. And there were, imagine there would be a 105-year-old woman who was born in 1903 or 1908. And we would ask her, do you take any drugs? Do you take any medicine? And she would look at us like we're crazy. She said, no, I don't. And she's 105 years old. She's sewing, and she doesn't even use glasses. She doesn't have glasses. She's sewing mittens for her great-grandchildren, whom she had like 100. So it was pretty amazing to see that people don't take no medicine. This is in our world.
Yeah, so many people have just been manipulated to the point where they think it's natural. It's natural to have problems as we age, so many of these problems which we cause or we put on ourselves. Well, we've come to the end of the half hour, Victoria, and I'm so glad to have had this opportunity to talk to you. I loved reading Green Smoothie Magic, and I might just take it to bed and read it tonight again.
Yes, everybody go to Amazon, look for Green Smoothie Magic. Yay!
Yes, okay. Thank you for everything that you're doing.
Thank you for having me, Karen.
Okay, take care. Be well.
Green life. Bye-bye.
Green life. Right on. So that was Victoria Butenko, and you can find more at rawfamily.com. There's a lot there. Okay? So that's it. That's the end of the program today. You've been listening to It's All About Food. I'm Karen Hartglass. Visit me at responsibleeatingandliving.com and have a delicious week.